أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at exiled corner or naughty corner, today we will look at surah number 104, which is Suratul Humaza,
the slanderer or the one who gossips. And this is possibly the strongest surah of warning. It is the last surah dealing with the Akhirah in Juz Amma. These ayat were addressed specifically to the people, several of whose names have been suggested, who were actively against the Prophet. They were all very wealthy. They supposedly possessed great strength, and they constantly bragged about their might and wealth while mocking the Muslims. And Allah starts off by saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ حُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. Woe to every slandering backbiter. Now first, let's look at the word wail, meaning great misfortune or distress, and possibly translated as woe to those who engage in humas and lumas. Humas is talking about somebody behind their back in a subtle way. Lumas is sometimes in their face explicitly. Humas literally means one who breaks another, one who fractures another's dignity. Lumas is sarcasm. In essence, both these words are oppression through words. And wail is used for the anguish which is felt by the one who is humazed or lumazed. Divinity comes to the defense, literally saying that the person who has been anguished is not saying wail, but divinity is speaking for him. So now, who are these people? Who possesses this sort of personality trait? And Allah says, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَ. It is one who amasses wealth and then continuously tallies it or counts it. Jama'a denotes the entire goal in life is gathering wealth. Addada refers to constantly worrying about the future only in monetary means. So they're not interested in spending it. They derive pleasure from knowing exactly what they have and watching it increase. They enjoy hearing how rich they are and relish having their names appear on the rich lists. In essence, in addition to fame, wealth intoxicates them. So on the rich list, they will find faults with those above them, and they will demean those below them. And that is why the traits of humas and lumas. Now, why do they do this? Allah says, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal. Human beings are motivated by two desires, to achieve immortality and acquire infinite resources and power. And the individual spoken in the surah thinks that wealth and power will bring about immortality, whereas in actuality, it's the result of investing in the hereafter, as we saw in Surah Al-Asr, by manifesting iman in good and charitable acts and working for the good of the people and welfare, seeking truth and enjoining perseverance. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah says, Al-Malu wal-Banuna zinatul hayat al-dunya wal-Baqiyat al-Salihat khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun amala. Wealth and children are the adornment of the life of this world, but that which endures is righteous deeds, which is better in rewards. And the Mufassirin tells us that these people give donations, not that they don't, but they give donations for control or for a name. So these three ayat end the first section, which gives us the psychological profile of one who amasses wealth and continuously counts it. Now we look at the consequences of humas and lumas, of backbiting and slander. And we see this in ayah 4 to 9. Allah says, كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُتَمَةِ. He will certainly be thrown into the crushing fire. Hutama means a crushing disaster. It comes from hatama, which means to shatter, to crush or destroy. And he goes, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُتَمَةُ. What will make you comprehend what this crushing disaster is? As if to emphasize the magnitude of the hutama, we're asked again, and what do you know of it? The double emphasis is possibly to communicate in a tangible way the painful consequence of these actions. Allah says, نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْكَدَةِ. It is the fire of Allah ignited. الَّتِي تَتَّلِيُ عَلَى الْعَفْئِدَةِ, which rises up to the hearts. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةِ, which will enclose tightly around them. فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةِ, in outstretched columns. So the agitation that one caused by breaking another's dignity, by humiliating and breaking someone, the anguish translates itself into the fire of Allah, which is locked within the heart of that human being. It is the fire which causes him to be in a state of loss, trying to take refuge in material security, wealth or power. What this section is saying, that it's not an external fire from which one can escape. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from the traits of humas and lumas, and grant us the tawfiq to follow the advice of Surah Al-Asr of what success really is. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.